We are learning Mesechtas Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom Tzadik Hei Amud Beis. The first word of the line is Azeb. We're starting for the next word, Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yayin Animke Bechanus, Mevarchim Lo Boyer Priyagofen. So we talked in last Daf, in yesterday's Daf, we talked about Yayin Nimke Bechanus, which means Yayin is starting to sour. Which extra explanation that is, it's yayin that tastes like wine but smells like vinegar. That's what yayin ra is. It tastes like wine, it smells like vinegar. It's called yayin ra. And Shaila is such a wine, is it called wine or not? So they make a bracha by every gafen or not? Om Rav Yehuda, yayin imke b'chanos, v'varchum la per every gafen. Rav Yehuda says, yes, even though it's starting to sour, it really smells like vinegar, but since it still tastes like wine, you make a by every gafen. Rav Chista ama, gabi chamra da akrim, lomali, chamra that's starting to get like a film, like akrim is a film, lomali, you're going to make a bracha by every gafen on that? The girsa of the aruch is the akris, which means it's starting to sour. So you're telling me wine is starting to sour, you can make a bari pretty often? So it's like Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista, what's the status of wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine? Rav Yehuda says it's wine, you make a bari pretty often. Rav Chista says no, it does not have a din of wine, and you actually make a shahakal. Now the Rashbam speaks out that... What?
It's sour.
No, it tastes like wine. It has a good taste. It doesn't have a din of wine because it smells like vinegar. So you make a shahakal. Now the Rashbam speaks out that the truth is, really, every time you make a shahakal, you yaitzeh b'diavad. So we're talking about here lechatchil. So according to Rabbi Chista, lechatchil, you make a shahakal, you should make a bari prigofen because it's starting to sour. So tomorrow, v'kavaita, meisi asio kasha. It says in a Mishnah Brachos, al pas she'ifsha. If you have pas that got spoiled, but it's still edible, obviously. If it's not edible, then you don't make any bracha. But al pas she'ifsha, val yayin she'ikrim, yayin that got soured, about tafshel she'orot tzrasa, tafshel that started losing its surah, it's getting spoiled a little bit. Oymer shahakol niyeh b'dvari. Instead of hamoitzi on the pas, instead of bari priya gofen on the wine, instead of tafshel means like a porridge made out of mezoinus, instead of the mezoinus, you make a shahakol. So the Mishnah says clearly that you make a bracha shahakol when it's starting to sour. So it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, yayin, shehikrim. You make a bari priya gofen. We have a first Mishnah here, you make a shahakol nivavari. What's going on? It's kasha Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Zvid, moide Rav Yehuda. But first, this is Rav Yehuda, the Amayra, obviously. Rav Yehuda, and we're talking about Yayin Shehikra means that it's worse than Yayin Ra. It's to the status of wine that they sell on the corners. Purtsuma means it's a very bad wine, and some have a Gersa Pertsufa, that the whole Mara changed. It's very bad. And this type of wine is they sell on the byways when people are on traveling and they're desperate. They're not taking the wine, they're taking a drink right now. They want a little drink. So that's when they take this wine. And this wine is Yayin Ra. This is even worse than Yayin Ra. And there, Rav Yehuda agrees, Shakal. Rav Yehuda is talking about regular wine that's starting to spoil. This wine is already more spoiled. He's masking over there. They make a Shakal. That's what's not a kasha. Omle Abayla Rav Yosef. So Rabbi went to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, and asked him, "How Rav Yehuda, Rav Chista? We have Rav Yehuda, Rav Chista. Who do we pasken like? Mar Kavan Svirle. Who do you pasken like? Omalei, I don't know, but Masnit Yadana. I know a Brisa, and he didn't bring a Brisa here, and we have to figure out from this Brisa who he wants to pasken like. And we're going to end of the Gemara. We'll see if we can figure this out. End of the Omer, the end of Tzadik Vav Amud. Masnit Yadana. I said, I know a Brisa, a very famous Brisa. The Tanya, learned to the Brisa." Habaydik es hachavis on top of Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. So just a small akdama for the brisa. The halacha is that we paskin this brisa at least is going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you're not allowed to be mafresh from chaimitz on yayin when it comes to mafresh shumas and maestras. Why? Because it's considered two different minim. We had it before in the Masechta actually. Chaimitz and yayin are two different minim, and you can't take from one on the other. Rabbanon hold that you could. It's aim of frish lechatchila, but if you did it, you did it. It's because maybe it's called Yafa, Ra'al, Yafa, but they're both the same min. So Rebbe holds two minim, it does not work. So that's how this price is going. You cannot take al chaimitz al yayin. Now, another thing, this guy, he sold wine, and the wine he sold already gemaisered. He was a chaver, it was already gemaisered. Now, he didn't want to remove every mice from every barrel, because then he'll be missing something. So he has one barrel, that's his maisa barrel, it's Truma Maisa's barrel. He uses this barrel to take off Truma's mice from this on whatever I sell. The problem is, you have to make sure that barrel stays wine, because if it turns into chaimitz, it's not going to be yaitzi, dinner Truma. So he's just check it. He checks it, you know, different times, he checks it to see if it's wine or vinegar. So Tanya, look at the brisa. But it's a chavis. This mafresh la chuma v'hoylech. He's biting his chavis in order to mafresh chuma on it. Va'achakach nimtza chaymitz. Mice. One time he comes back after a few, like a month, and he sees it's chaymitz. He says, "Oyvai, I just took the past month. I took chumas and maisers. What's the story?" So halacha is kol gimel yoyim vaday. All 3 days is vaday. Mekam ve'elach safek. Besides that, it's a safek. Now, what does that mean? Which 3 days are vaday? What's a safek? So it's a machlekes. Maika amar. What is the brisa saying? This is the words of the brisa. It's an enigma to know what exactly it means. What does it mean? Kol gimel yoyim vaday mekam ve'elach safek. What's going on here? Maika amar. Amar v'yechonam hachik amar. This is the pshat. Kol gimel yoyim harishonim vaday yayin mekam ve'elach safek. Zokt Rabbi Yechanan, it means like this. The first 3 days after my last checking, I can assume it's vaday wine. After that, it's a safek. Because maybe it became chaymus after that. What's the pshat? What's pshat Rabbi Yechanan? My timer. Chamra miloy oka. Chamra starts going bad from the tap. He tasted the tap and there was no problem with the taste or the smell. So in Tim Tzuloy, my boss to the teammate. Oka, maybe a minute after he started tasting, the minute, it started going bad. Have a recha chala of a time of chamra. It takes 3 days for when it starts souring, means it starts getting a smell of vinegar. It takes 3 days till the whole thing turns into vinegar. And according to Rav Yechanan, if it has a taste of wine and a smell of vinegar, it's wine. So for sure, the next 3 days it will be wine. Why? Because right now he tasted it and didn't smell or taste like vinegar. It was completely wine. So now the next 3 days for sure is wine because it takes 3 days to turn into complete vinegar. So therefore, the first 3 days is vaday yayin. My time, machamra miloy oka, high tea mevloy oka. He tasted it and it still had a full taste and smell of wine. So imtim shalom and basa tima oka. And if you're going to say that right after he tasted it started going bad, have a recha chala. A worst case scenario, it's the smell of vinegar, vatay machamra, and the taste of wine. V'chol recha chala, vatay machamra, chamra. And Rav Yechon holds, every time it's the smell is chala, the time of chamra is called chamra. You make a very pretty goff in taka, like Rav Yehuda said, such a case. So Rav Yechon is saying is that the brisa means the first 3 days is vaday. Why? Because since I tasted, nothing was wrong. So therefore, for 3 days, it still has din wine, because even if it smells like vinegar, it still has din wine. Rav Yishuv, and after that, it's all suffic. Now, if it's all suffic, what do you have to do? You have to tell all your customers, by the way, you have to redo the meiser, because I'm not sure you had a good meiser. Maybe it was chaymetz. That's suffic ready. You have to ibn meiser. Rav Yishuv, and Levi, Omar, and what's the difference if it's vadeh or suffic? Because if it's suffic, they have to take off meiser from the thing itself. From that barrel itself, they have to take off meiser, because we're not sure if that was gemeiser or not. You can't take it somewhere else, because this is a case of suffic meiser. But the first 3 days, whoever you sold the first 3 days, is Vade Maisa, because since he smelled it, so he knows it was sure wine the first 3 days. That's how Rabbi Yechon learns. Shuma Levi Yomar, the opposite. It says, Kol Gim Yom Machreinim, the last 3 days, let's say it was a month, the last 3 days of that month, and I tasted it today, it was vinegar, the 3 days now before today are all considered Vade Chaymetz, for sure vinegar, and you have to take off Maisa Bevade. Mekam Valon, then the back was all 27 days, back till I checked it, is a suffix. What's the reason? My time, what's the reason? Chamra mitatal yokar. Chamra goes bad from the bottom. Ve'imer okar v'lava daite. And maybe it was already going bad, he didn't realize it. Which would make even that there's a suffix even from before he tasted it. But ve'im tim shaloy miloy okar. And even if you say miloy okar v'ha te'imer v'loy okar, and he tasted it and didn't go bad, so what? Dilma, boss of the team, and the minute after he tasted it and was good, okar hava, it started going bad. Have a recha chala, v'tay mechamra, and he holds v'recha chala v'tay mechamra chala. He holds if it smells like vinegar and it tastes like wine, it's vinegar, and therefore also the last 3 days is vade. Why? Because when he tasted after 3 days, he tasted vinegar. It was taste of vinegar already. That means it started going bad 3 days ago, and he holds when it starts going bad already has in chala, has the vinegar. So it must have been 3 days before today, it has to be vade vinegar. And before that, it's a suffix, because maybe it already started going bad then. You don't know when it started going bad. I tasted it, so I tasted it. It's no who cares? But the minute after I tasted it, it might have started going bad. And therefore, he holds that if it smells like vinegar already, it has been vinegar. I can ask me, why do you have to throw in this sad that it gets bad from the bottom? What does that make a difference? It makes a difference. Even if it gets bad from the top, it's the same halacha that he said. Why don't you say you get bad from the bottom? Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos says you're right. It's just the heel. That was the MS. That's the truth. That gets bad from the bottom. But the Taka makes Taka. You can say the whole stick of Torah. Machlekes even from Taka. What's the machlekes? What's the kudos machlekes of Shmuel Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? If Reicha Chala smells like vinegar, but Taima Chamra if it has then wine or not. That is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Now the Ramoi Mastu Meshmeder of Shmuel Levi, the people from the south, they said over Meshmeder of Shmuel Levi that Rishonim Vadai Yayin Achroinim Vadai Chomets Achomets Emtsoyim Safik. He said like this. That, you know what? There's two Vadai. There's 6 days of Vadai really. The Rishonim is Vadai Yayin, the first 3 days. The last 3 days is Vadai Chomets. Emtsoyim, the middle ones are Safik. Now, how does that make sense? Hagufa Kasha. Amrit Rishonim Vadai Yayin. That means what? Even if it starts souring, still, it has to, if it tastes like wine, it's wine. Ama Reicha Chala V'Tam Echam Racham. That's what must come out, right? In the first 3 days after he tasted it, are considered wine. Why? Maybe it started going bad. Teretz he holds. As long as it tastes like wine, it's wine. It takes 3 days till it tastes like vinegar. Even if it smells. Then he says, V'Hoda Amrit Achroinim V'Adei Chaymetz. Ama Reicha Chala V'Tam Echam Racham. Chala. Why? Because if he tasted it last now and he says about the vinegar, he says, it must have started going bad 3 days ago. What do you mean? But who cares? Maybe it tastes like wine. So you're assuming that if it smells like vinegar already, even though it tastes like wine, it's vinegar. So it's a stira. How can you hold first 3 days of vada wine and last 3 days of vada chayimah? It's a stira, two things. So Mara says, no, it's not a stira. He holds taka that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's wine. And that's what the first 3 days, since you tasted it and didn't smell or taste, it was fully wine. So the first 3 days after I tasted it, I wine. I, the last 3 days, was saying about the chaymetz. Why? My answer like this. Kegoin, the shtaka chala sipitka. You found it was a very strong vinegar. If it's a very strong vinegar, that takes 6 days. The way strong vinegar works is, 6 days ago it started going sour for 3 days, it had a din chamra, and after that, another 3 days, it was vinegar already, and became even more vinegar. It was a very strong vinegar, and that already is 6 days. Like the Rashbam says, going to ashtaka chaymetz chazok yoysimidai, extra strong vinegar, shadavi yadua, Shezev vav yom shehischla hachmetz. It started 6 days ago to become chaymetz. It was soif gimel nasa chaymetz, over gimel achren v'schazek v'neschazek ma'oid v'nasa spitka chazaka. So therefore, the last 3 days will be vadai. Anyone have any problem with that?
Just said 3 days is all things.
3 days to become vinegar. The very strong vinegar I said takes 6 days. Right, as I said also.
Would this come in? All of a sudden now we're saying that it comes in from 6 days?
No, it comes vinegar for 3 days, and then it goes, if it's strong vinegar, it took 6 days. So it's very simple. First, he holds like Rav Yochanan, the second lashon. Shmuel holds like Rav Yochanan, that if it tastes like wine, it's still wine. But so it works like this. First, it starts smelling like vinegar. For 3 days, it still tastes like wine. So that's Rav Shmuel. First, Rav Shmuel Levi held that was called vinegar. But Rav Yochanan holds called wine. This Rav Shmuel Levi also holds called wine. So now, after that, it turns to vinegar. Once it's vinegar, it's vinegar. But if you taste now that it's very strong vinegar, then it must have started 6 days ago. So if it started 6 days ago, so then the last 3 days was already vinegar, so therefore it's vinegar. So therefore, Rav Shmuel Levi says, according to the Dara and according to the South, Rav Shmuel Levi says that the first 3 days is Vada Yayin, because he tasted it. The last 3 days is Vada vinegar, because it's Chaimetz. Good, Mordechai? Have any questions? So I think it's pretty simple, yeah. That's why I wonder if maybe I'm missing something. So the Marla, so Akan the Brisa with the Machlekes of Shmuel Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Machlekes over here. So the question over here is, Rabbi Yisrael said, I want to be Poshim my Shiloh, the Holy Grail Chista Rabbi Yehuda from here. So was he Poshim the Shiloh? Was he Poshim the Shiloh, anyone? The Shiloh was, do you make a Bari Goffin or not? So he was Poshim the Shiloh? So it's the Machlekes. So Zach the Gemara, Kemam Poshilah, Pligabar of Mori Rabbi Chazid, Chadam Makrab Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's a Bari Goffin, has din of wine. But Charamak Rabbi Shua Malevi. One says like Rabbi Shua Malevi, who says that has a din of vinegar. Has a din of vinegar. That's how you pass like Rabbi Shua Malevi. So really, the second Rabbi Shua Malevi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Rashbam says that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan because the second Rabbi Shua Malevi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The second Rabbi Shua Malevi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, we paskin Rabbi Yochanan that has a din of wine. Itmar. Hamoyche chavis yayin lechaveiroi vechmitzay. Someone sells wine to his friend, and it becomes chaimitz. He brings it home, and it turns into vinegar. So Omar Rav, Depends. It's called Gimel Yomim HaReshayim, Rishus Meicha. The first 3 days, it's the Meicha's fault. Why is the Meicha's fault? Because we just said that if it turns into vinegar, it started 3 days ago. So if within the first 3 days it turns to 100% vinegar, we know it starts souring in the Meicha's house. So therefore it's the Meicha's fault. After that, it's the Lekeach's problem. Now the Rashbam asks, I had some Mishnah later on that says, if you sell wine to your friend and it turns to Chaimitz, it's not the Meicha's fault. So Rav was that sign, it was after 3 days. That's a Raveler. Shmuel on top of is the Shmuel Omar, Chamra Akasva the Mori Shavar. The way the Rashbam learns, Shmuel says it's always the mazel of the buyer. And even though it happened right away, you can't say start in the Meicha. It's your mazel. It's your mazel. Chamra Akasva the Mori Shavar. It happened from you. That's the mazel. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos has a bunch of kasha on this pshat. And therefore, Tosfos, one of the pshatim, Tosfos says, the more than the same mazel. Tosfos says, a different pshat. If you look at Tosfos, the mazel of Shmuel, it's like 5 lines in. He says, V'nir l'faras v'bring a time, Chamra kasve the gavra shavra, k'loimar, hayayin kimen sh'nosu b'kasvayim. Since you held it on your shoulder, niskalkel, addition in aneo, amir l'hachmet. You shook it up. And it was your fault. That's what Shmuel says. Even right away, it's your fault. So Rav Chalik is Rav and Shmuel. Obed Rav Yosef Uvda Kavasi the Rav Veshichra. Rav Yosef did a Maisa like Rav by beer. What's Pshat by beer? So two Pshat, depends which Pshat. You learn the Rav Pshat, it's Mazel. So by beer is no Mazel. Why? Because Rav Pshat explains, what's the Vart that's Mazel by wine? He says that by your bad Mazel of Chet causes the wine to go bad. Because the Pasuk says, Af ke ayayin boigid. If someone does Averis, his wine goes bad. Doesn't say that by beer. His Budweiser doesn't go bad when he does Averis. That's straight then, Gemara. And therefore, Kvasa, the Rav Veshichra, therefore, Veshichra, he passed like Rav, that there, it is responsibility of the Meicher. If he touches Pshat, wine you shake becomes vinegar. But if you shake beer, if you shake Miller Lite, it does not become into vinegar, whatever, it's still in the room. So that's why you're passing like Rabbi Shechro, but Kavasi the Shmuel, but Chamra. And as always, Allah was the Hilchas, so Kavasi the Shmuel, it's a Shah of Yigur's Dafka by Shechro or Dafka by Warren, but in any case, we pass like Shmuel that we could blame it on the Lekeach, either like the Rashbam Shah quotes his mazel when it comes to the wine, or because of shaking it up, and therefore Rav is, we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Shmuel, the Hilchas of Shmuel, that it's not the Meicher's fault, it is the Lekeach's fault.